out to work play on a Thursday night. It is time to kick off Hawaii's number one late night talk show. Your host for the evening, the all-around good guy. Please make some noise for my man, Mr. Aaron Sakai.
And we got a bare-bones show tonight, don't we? Who's left? It's like 3 minutes or who leaves, right? Jeez, welcome to Sleep Time's
Over. Who's coming with me?
Who's coming with me, right, Jerry Maguire? Welcome to Sleep Time's Over. This is Hawaii's talk show. We are still on the air. We are still here. We haven't gotten shut down yet. We have new restrictions. We have FDA approvals. What do we make of this? I only got the urban market tonight, so we're going to go to the street. All else is left, we got the streets. We go to the streets for the real talk, as they say. Yeah. DJ Technique.
Yes.
DJ Jimmy
Hi.
Taco.
Hi.
Hi. What are you making of the... This happened last night. 10 people indoors.
Wait, there's new restrictions? I was on the Big Island last night on a show, and they had 400 people outside at a convention.
Of course they
did.
So who's following what? Who's really doing what, right? You know, who's going to eat at Scratch Kitchen, you know, with unmasked and, you know, for their governor campaign?
I haven't been there in 2 years.
Right. So what's going to happen with weddings? So weddings are down from, like, there's 100 people. Now weddings are canceled again. Are people just saying, screw it? What are we doing with the weddings? Because you've been DJing at weddings, both of you.
Yeah.
What's the latest with that?
Nothing.
Yeah, right.
Zero for 28 days. Or 27 now, right?
27 days, right?
I have one on Saturday.
Really?
Oh, still going.
Wait a minute. We have one on Saturday?
I have one on Saturday, still going. That's going to... Actually, they cut down their guest count just a little bit. It was a 40... So, it was a 40-person wedding.
Yeah.
And it's a destination wedding at a house in Portlock.
Yeah. And that's
now
okay.
Now the new count is 25 people.
So by you mentioning this now, though, is there a special someone that's going to listen in on this?
I don't know. Follow
and
my
call
feed.
Someone.
Call them in.
Don't follow. Nothing. No one's watching. Okay, so.
I already got my money.
Technique, you got any events you got coming up here that's got switched around because of this?
Yeah, so I have Dragon on Wednesdays. That kind of stopped. Tuesday, I had Manifest. Yeah, that stopped. So I still got work for you.
Gosh, well, we're still here. That's that kind of show this week. Well, you have that, and then you have... So I wanted to pose this question to you guys, like, because weddings have been changed. Funerals have been changed dramatically. Mm. Whenever we talk about when we're going to pass away... We always are like, well, from people that I talk to, they're saying, you know what, I don't need a funeral. Just burn me up, throw me in the ocean, throw me in the mountain. But yet funerals still exist. So what's a more important event, a funeral or a wedding, right now, to have?
Right now?
Right now in 2021.
I would say a funeral.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, why?
The amount of people that are passing away, I mean.
Right.
I mean.
That's great. That's
always,
a great answer.
You can always postpone your wedding, like, for real, for real.
Yeah.
You can't, like, put on a... I mean, I guess you can, but, like, somebody passing. Maybe you honor them a year later or whatever.
Yeah.
But that's still tough. I mean, you want to celebrate their life...
Very good answer.
As soon as possible.
Right. Very good answer. The thing with these weddings, right? I mean, like, do we really need to spend $30,000 to go and, you know, have the... The photographer, have the slideshow, have the former, the MC, the DJ, sorry.
Hey, but, it's cool.
Yeah. But I mean, like, just go to the court, change your last name, and be done with it, right? I mean, is that really... thoughts on marriage, DJ Technique?
No comment.
All right, just figured. Yeah, it's that kind of show, right? So... When the topic of marriage comes up and when it comes of dating as a topic, it's only fitting that we have to bring in our special makeshift, our substitute clinch hitter for tonight, the incomparable Becky Mitz. Becky, where are you? Come on in.
Hi.
Please save us.
My mic hot. Hi.
Dramatic pause with the margarita.
Say that comment about marriage really made me laugh.
When it comes to marriage, it's time for Becky.
Good to see you, my friend.
Becky, have a seat. Let's change things up here.
That was really funny when he said no comment. I'm sorry, but I was
of
like,
course, who's not
going to the fifth?
Becky, sit down.
Okay, so, sorry. Yeah. This table's still like slanted. It still is.
Slanted,
okay.
Much like the rest of us. What do you think of the restrictions here? Let's get right into this. New things have happened. Wave at everybody.
Hi, how are you?
So hopefully they wave back. What do you think of the new things going on? The new 10 indoors, 25 outdoors. Luau's are weird. Funeral. What?
You know that.
I don't blame you.
You know that I was raised by a politician, right? You do know this.
Yes.
So for me, I come from a different perspective where I feel like they're just trying to do the best that they can. They don't know what the hell is going on. Can we cuss on this show?
That's
sorry.
A great answer. That's a fantastic answer.
I'm not sure because I'm not allowed to cuss on my full-time job, but
true.
They don't know what the hell is going on, and they're just trying to do their best.
No one knows what the hell they're doing. I mean, quite frankly. So we talk about marriage. Mm-hmm. I don't know why that was my segue for you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm not even close to being married.
No
my
one's
guy.
Getting married in 2021. But we're shutting all weddings down. But I just want to, as far as the dating world, let's go into the dating world because
okay,
as we're going to probably shut down tomorrow.
I'm surprised it wasn't today. He likes to do it on a Thursday.
Well, we got time.
Yeah,
if you're on a date right now, and you're meeting someone, you're meeting that special guy or
anybody on a first date tonight?
Or she, her. Wow, here we go.
Hey.
Say the right things, gentlemen. Say the right things. So
still waiting. Hopefully they show up, my guy.
Hopefully anyone shows up.
If not, it's okay. You got Aaron, you got myself. It's all good. It's all good.
Well, we'll try to answer some questions. So what do you think of someone that's when you're trying to get this all figured out, you got people like trying to figure out weddings. You got people trying to figure out funerals. When you got somebody who's trying to figure out dating right now, and they're on like date one or date two, and you got all this weird shit, I swore. What does someone do? What would you do if you were on like date number two, and then you find out restrictions are happening? Do we just not go out? Do we still go out? Do we just go and Netflix and chill it out? What do we do?
Well, Aaron, I'm 26.
Hey, all right.
I can do a lot of dating online because that's what the 20-year-olds do.
Wow, we're just saying our age live on this show. Hopefully.
I mean, that's all you can do, right? Is you gotta get to know each other online. It's not the best way to get to know each other, but it is what it is. We're in a pandemic.
So what is getting to know each other online?
Oh, man.
What is that? Is that like liking every picture and looking like a crazy stalker? I mean,
you know
emojis,
what?
Right? Eggplants, hearts,
DM emojis. Is different. Every situation is different.
I don't know. This is all we got. This is it. This is it. So,
as they leave together,
I'm just saying, like, what do you do at this point? Like, how do you get this figured out? Because dating is always complicated in itself. How do you message someone? How do you DM someone with pending things
happening?
Are you asking
me as myself? Because I don't typically slide into the DMs first. I don't.
Real talk right there. That's it.
And that's just because I'm not sure of the situation. Yeah. I'm not sure. Like, they could. A lot of people hide their significant others online. And that's then that's fine. So I never know in that situation. So that's why I never am the one to slide in first. But if they slide into mine, then I'll look at it. Right. If their profile is private, then that's one thing. If it's
red
public,
flag.
That's
right.
It's not necessarily a red flag, but it's like, I'm not going to respond to you because I don't know what you look like.
Red flag.
But then if you send me pictures of yourself, maybe.
Well, just don't send your balls. But then if you're going to go and you're going to send something, just like it.
Yeah.
Get the heart there. Everybody smiles. They feel good about themselves. And they feel secure with their life. That's pretty much sums up a lot of going on with the summer. So we have this. I wanted to preview this for everyone. We're going to play this because this is probably it.
Sure.
We're not really strangers. You guys heard of this this game. This is a game that can make people cry. And it's going to be deep.
And I told you a fun fact about this game is the woman who made this game is the girlfriend of the guy that does Hot Ones on YouTube. Have you seen
nice. About that? Yeah.
Yeah, right? that eats the hot wings. Yeah. It's such a small world.
I'm going to put this here and just as a foreshadowing.
I'm a little scared, to be honest with you.
Well, it's 2021. But, okay, so when it comes to dating, when it comes to sex, we have to go with a groundbreaking announcement. OnlyFans is now bringing back sex.
Yes.
We're bringing back the sexual videos, everybody, right?
Round of applause for OnlyFans.
Round of applause for having sex with your boyfriend. yes. for $50.
My guy back there, round of applause, right on.
He's a fan. And we talked about this just last week about how, you know, you have all these women. We don't want to say all strippers,
hold on.
But women.
But would you join OnlyFans?
If the price is right, that's it.
That's, you know, okay.
If money talks, that's
fair
what it's
enough.
All about.
Fair enough.
We got a beer. Who's got a beer? Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
All right, we got beer here. Thank you to, we got drinks. We're going to be double-fisted soon. We're going to have, but as far as the, I wanted to pose this because we talked about this last week. You have these strippers or women, unemployed women. They're having sex.
Yeah, it's not necessarily
with their boyfriend.
Strippers sometimes.
Right,
yeah.
It's just women. It's just like, you know, I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Shout out, no doubt. So
shout out
have,
women.
They're having sex with the boyfriend. The boyfriend's like for $50, for $75. And then the boyfriend just looks totally like not into it at all. He's just there, like, okay, what you like to do? Go on top of me or what? And they're just doing this, and then they're exaggerating the moaning. It's very exaggerated.
I don't know what kind of OnlyFans pages you're subscribed to.
I Googled this. I research for the show. That's all I got. So then they're moaning, exaggerating the moaning.
Yeah.
We talked about this last week. Don't pretend you guys didn't remember.
We talked about it, but I still don't know. I don't have an OnlyFans.
I'm reiterating the situation.
OnlyFans, bro.
All right? They're moaning exaggeratingly, and then they're saying the word daddy a lot. They say daddy a lot.
Where's the camera?
Right.
Jody.
So the guy in the back that clapped, he knows what's going on here with the daddy. They're yelling
Jody.
Daddy a lot.
Baby.
Somebody's yelling something. So what is the take? And I asked this with an all-guy cast last week.
Yeah,
and
I was going to say.
That went awful.
I'm used to a lot of men.
So, well, let me tell you.
That sounded really bad.
Rim shot.
I meant my full-time job is with two men. Okay, that sounds even worse.
That sounds awful.
That sounds even worse, yeah.
But it sounds good for this. Okay, so...
Let's go back. Let's
so
go back.
are you into this whole, like, calling the guy daddy? Right?
Here we
shout
go.
Out to that. So is
no,
that
no, no,
really...
Wait.
Why is that a thing?
It depends on the man.
All right.
If the man asks... it's so funny. I just
they
had this
ask
conversation
this?
With my friends. Here, let me tell you. I still call my dad daddy, and my friends think it's weird. It's just like... I don't know. It's just a thing. But if the man ask me to call him that, I will, but I don't typically just do this out like the top of my head. Hey, Aaron, good to see you, my friend.
Wait, I'm, yeah. They're just doing this? What are you doing? What?
No, but it depends.
All right. Really?
Sorry, short answer is...
The guy got to be old, right?
It depends on the man. If the man asks me, like, hey, I want you to, like, I think it's hot when you call me daddy, then I will.
Really? That's really...
But other than that, I typically stick to gender-neutral baby.
Oh, gender neutral. All right.
Yeah.
Your dad was a politician.
I always try to keep it very neutral.
Right. That's, I mean, like we talked about. I don't know. Well, it's back. So congrats.
Hold on. Wait. I'd like to ask Taco and Technique.
Oh, it's not
going to
go well. This answer is not going to go
How
well.
Do you
can
guys
go
feel
answer,
about ask. Being called daddy in the bedroom?
Not cool.
Not cool. Okay,
not cool.
Technique.
You can call me daddy.
Ooh.
DJ Technique, everyone.
Oh, wow.
DJ Technique.
He had no comment to the marriage thing, but daddy, he's like, you can call me daddy.
My man.
That's why they're part of the street urban market. That's what we're talking. It's real talk, as they say.
Respect.
Well,
I'm
not a part of the streets anymore. I'm dad rap, so yeah.
Right. So Taco mentioned this last week. He does not like this because he's a father.
Oh, okay.
Which makes perfect sense.
Okay.
And I have a daughter. I mean.
Right. So then what do you think as far
weird.
As... It's just a very strange...
Taco, I got to tell you, I dated this guy that had daddy issues. Like, his dad abandoned him.
Well, what guy
age.
Doesn't really? I mean...
And the whole daddy thing came from, like, having daddy issues.
Really?
Well, shout out daddy
was
issues.
Was he older
shout
or younger than
daddy.
You?
Shout out insecurity
One
and daddy
younger
issues.
Than me.
Wow, really?
I'm not opposed to it. I'm just... I don't typically do it off of, like... My instinct.
All right.
We'll move on from there.
We have to move on. All right. So on top of that, okay, we all know of you as a Marvel gal. I just wanted to throw this in before I forgot. Spider-Man. Take a look at this. Take a look at her chest.
Wow.
Right.
We got the Marvel fans in the house.
Apparently, Spider-Man trailer. What do you think of this new thing? Did you get?
I've already seen Shang-Chi.
Really?
I got invited to...
Oh, shout out media.
Yes, shout out to being in the media, but I already seen the movie. And I was kind of sad that the fact that, like, this trailer came out before Shang-Chi came out, because I was like, oh, man, I'm upset
on,
that this movie...
Was it good?
It's a great movie, by the way. Highly recommend. 9 out of 10. 9 out of 10, for sure.
Are we watching...
If you're Asian and you're a Marvel fan, you're going to feel represented. You're going to feel like it's an incredibly special movie, because that's how I felt.
Really? You was in there, like, Where did you see the special screening? Like, it's like you and like
at Ward.
Hawaiian Ryan are hanging out.
I got a secret. I got a secret invite on the email, and I was very excited about that.
Sneaky
because I'm
links.
A huge Marvel fan.
Okay, yeah.
We'll get into Sneaky Links later on, but in terms of the Spider-Man film, I was very excited. Yeah. I saw the leaked trailer before the real trailer came out as well, and the leaked trailer showed a little bit more.
Yeah.
But I'm very excited. I don't like to get my hopes up too high.
Of course.
But I will say, don't be surprised if you do see the Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield in this new film.
Right, that was the plan, right?
That's, that's what they're doing. That's the big rumor.
This is a nerd talker. So, yeah. They're all going to be there, right? Jamie Foxx going to be in there? Who else is in the Spider-Man movie?
Yeah, so in the leaked trailer, you saw Jamie Foxx. You saw William Dafoe as Green Goblin.
That's right.
Yeah, you saw them in the leaked one. And then in the real one, they cut them both
okay,
out.
Okay, right. Wow, but, somebody fucked up there. Someone at Marvel fucked up.
Shoot, like most of life. Yeah, somebody fucked up.
Right,
yes.
Getting back to insecurity. This is the kind of show we're going to heavy topics. That's why we're doing this. Technique, Taco, what do you guys think of the Marvel movies? You guys are fans.
Yeah, are you guys Marvel fans?
You guys watch it?
Yeah.
What's the latest? Have you seen Black Widow? You guys went to see this?
Yeah, I saw it.
You can skip it, Taco.
I didn't see it. You're not missing out on much, Taco. It's like Captain Marvel. You see it, you're good. You know what's going on.
Meanwhile,
good.
I'm wearing a Captain Marvel
exactly,
shirt.
Exactly. That's why I said it. That's how we're playing tonight. Exactly. So there was some controversy this past week that our beloved Lieutenant Governor,
who's my friend, by the way,
the incomparable Josh Green. So he was at Scratch Kitchen.
Uh-huh.
For a campaign.
Uh-huh.
He's running for governor.
Yes.
Now, so this is what I want to go with the angle is. I'm not going to go into the Josh Green controversy. I want to go into the governor's race. Let's go into the all too early governor's race of 2022. Now, you got Josh Green's going to run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
You guys remember Kirk Caldwell? You guys, that name ring a bell? Yeah? You want to boo now or later? So those two are going to go at it for governor.
Yes.
Who in the world is going to be, do you think, the governor of the state of Hawaii?
Kauai's mayor.
I'm going to refer back to that. I was raised by a politician. I was raised by the chair.
Oh, right. It's going to give like some answer.
The chair of the Honolulu City Council, right. The longest running chair, by the way, in the Honolulu City Council.
Hey, shout out.
Shout out to my father, by
shout
the way.
Shout out, yes.
So for me, I'm going to give you the politician's answer.
There you
it's
go.
Whoever, you know, generates the most money and generates the most votes. It is what it is.
That's true. Yes.
I will say, it's very open in the public. This is not like private news. My father and Kirk Caldwell beefed a lot. Josh Green likes me. He likes my father. Josh Green always gives me the love whenever I see him. But I mean, it's really up to everybody else.
All right.
I don't really know how it's going to end up.
Okay.
There's going to be other contenders for sure.
Okay. Great answer. great political answer. So then I'm gonna swerve it this way.
Sure.
Let's throw some other names into the pot here.
Okay.
That may enter this race.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so let's go with this. And, you know, I'm opening it up to the street market here. What about our good friend Keith Amamiya? Do you guys remember Keith Amamiya? He ran for mayor.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Right? You guys can boo now or later. What do you think of Keith Amamiya?
Didn't he have some sketchy people donating money to him?
They all got sketchy people. Right. He's doing yoga. He's doing TikToks on there. Shout out TikToks. Becky, you know about that.
If Keith Amamiya were to hire me for his TikToks, he could have won.
We got all day.
He could have won,
all
baby.
Day. What do you guys think of Keith Amamiya? Is that a shot for governor?
Nah. No.
Sorry.
For governor, yeah, I'm going to say no to that. I'm going to say no to that.
Shout out Bank of Hawaii if he's still
there. Shout out Bank of Hawaii.
Okay, what about, here's another name, a very polarizing name, Tulsi Gabbard. Is Tulsi Gabbard, if she were to run, she's always got an agenda.
Is she even in the state, like on a
regular? Of course not. She's like
never in the
out.
State on the regular, so bye.
She's doing yoga in the East Coast. But if Tulsi Gabbard were to fly back and get the vaccine passport, will Tulsi Gabbard be the governor of the state of Hawaii?
I really like her. She's another one of my father's friends.
Oh,
and she was
so
always
political.
Very good to my father.
Oh,
so
all
I
these
mean,
answers.
For me, if you're good to my father, you're good to me. And I know all that's right. wrong, but I'm just giving you the honest answer.
That's cool.
Fine.
That's
respect. That's an honest answer.
Yeah.
Honest answer.
But
all
always good to me every time she saw me.
You guys are fans of Tulsi Gabbard.
I was.
She cool.
Oh, really?
I was.
Why were you?
I just think she needs to spend more time here. If she spent more time here
and
did more for our local community,
maybe so.
It's absolutely
That's a good
fair.
Answer. That is a good answer, yes.
That's
Technique,
a great
what, do you,
answer.
What do you think of Tulsi Gabbard? DJ Technique.
I agree now. Taco has changed my
Are you
decision.
Guys, like, up to date with politics and, you know, things like that?
I try to be, but as much as I can without getting upset and being like, yeah.
Uh-huh.
You're a piece of shit. I don't like totally. You.
Let me just tell you, as somebody that was raised by politicians, most of them are pieces of shit. Most of them are.
And
see, that
I understand. I understand. I mean, politicians are like DJs. You gotta smile for the people and be happy and make everybody happy.
It's political. That's the game.
Totally,
it's like,
totally.
Yeah.
Like anywhere you work.
Everybody
like any
except my father. Where's the camera? Everybody except my daddy.
Because some people will say I'm a really nice guy and some people will say
hashtag
I'm a
director cutting to yes, I got it. All right. Before we get more political, let's go into some real talk here. Mm-hmm. We're going to go play this game. We're going to see how this goes, but, you know, we'll see how this goes. It's called We're Not Really Strangers, and it's going to be very heavy questions, I guess. We're level one, so it's not going to be too heavy. We're not going to talk about, you know, who attacked us or when we were five. Pick a question.
Oh, right.
Okay, I'm going to put them out randomly. This was not rigged. And we're going to put these out.
This is not rigged.
This is not planned at
all. So am I asking you the question?
I believe that's how it goes. I'm not really.
All right.
I think so. Depends on what you ask here.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
What is my body language telling you right now?
You're very tense. You're just very uneasy. But uneasy yet calm and collected.
I got to tell you, I'm a stiff person. That's kind of like, I have a personal, I know you're a personal trainer, right? That's
yes, hashtag day job.
Hashtag day job. Yep. My personal trainer always tells me, like, you're so stiff, Becky, you got to loosen up. Well, so I just have a stiff, like, vibe.
It's a very common vernacular for the personal trainers to say. It's a very good part
is
of the
it?
Shtick. Yes.
Got it.
It really is. All right. That question kind of sucked. Okay, let's go with the first, let's go with this one.
All right.
Do you think I intimidate others? Why or why not?
I'm going to say yes. Oh. I'm going to say yes because you're in the media, you're in the spotlight, you have a show, you have a good following behind you, you know a lot of people, you have a lot of connections, and that can be very intimidating to the average person.
Gosh, I'm just a guy. I'm just really...
Well, that's a very humble answer.
I'm just trying to say hi to everybody and just, you know, say what's up. And
but you have some very special guests on the show, so that can make you a very
yourself.
Connected person. I mean, shoot.
Fine. That's a fair.
It's
fair
my
question.
Turn. My apologies. Can I ask a question to one of the DJs?
Well, that's what
please.
I was going to do. Yes, I'm going to pull a question. That's for you. Pull a question and ask DJ Jimmy Taco a question. Taco, you ready?
Taco, this is for you. Okay.
Oh, fucking great.
Yep, fuck it.
Do you think the image of you? Oh my God, I don't know if this is grammatically correct.
Probably
do you
isn't.
Think? The image you have of yourself matches the image people see as you.
Wait, read that one more time.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
I had trouble following that one, actually.
The image you have of yourself
okay.
matches the image people see as you?
No.
What do you think people see you as?
This guy who smiles and plays music all the time and is out and about getting drunk and, you know.
But you smile all the time and play music. Is it the drug part that you're not, like...
No, I mean, shit, that's part of it. That's why I DJ, because I like to get drunk, but...
The very likable DJ Jimmy Taco.
Yes.
No,
yes,
I mean...
Indeed.
Who doesn't
I
like
I guess so, but, I mean, sometimes I see myself in a different light and not... Sometimes I'd rather be at home just chill, you know?
Yeah, I feel that.
But part of this industry, you have to be out to get work.
Do you get angry? Like, you're always like a very happy guy.
I get
pissed off, right? Like, I'm sorry.
I get angry. I mean, I come home.
Right.
My dog didn't pee on the pad. Fucking yell at him. Son didn't put away the dishes. He brought in his bike in the house.
Hashtag he's a father.
When it was raining. And I'm like...
Exactly. Mm-hmm. All right. Time for a question for... DJ Technique.
Technique.
You're not out of the woods.
Both of them are my competition. Anyway, keep it going. Here we go.
But is there competition? No, not really.
Wow. Not really. We're all like that.
I'm not saying that in a disrespectful way.
No,
I'm just saying we're all in the same game. We're all doing the same thing.
I will say, I am very good friends with my direct competition, and it works out great.
See? That's what's up.
All right.
As it should be.
Okay, let's not start a media war here, okay?
Oh, never.
Jesus. All right, we're playing.
Never.
We're only strangers.
We shouldn't be in the same city and doing the same job and be angry at each other for making money.
All right. Okay, I heard media.
We're moving on to the question.
Oh, what is
Once
that?
Again, it's an internal war.
What
all right.
is this?
All right, here we go. So,
take a shot.
Technique, you ready for this?
Shot.
DJ Technique.
Go ahead, lay
Thank
it on
you.
Me.
Technique, here we go.
Thank you, my friend.
Do I look kind? Explain.
Do you look kind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Wow, that's very nice of you.
Cheers.
That's the nicest thing. They're more
you
so.
Look very kind,
oh,
sir.
Oh, there's
very
a
nice.
Here.
All right,
cheers. Here we go.
It's just green tea from
that was
my
a shout out to that me. That was a really junk question.
This
thank
is
you.
Like apple cider. What is it?
Green tea.
Nice.
Do we get to pull questions
from college? All right, so. Becky, let's go.
It's not green tea, baby.
All right, there you go.
Do we need to pull questions on you guys?
There's probably amphetamines in there. Okay, so bigger question.
Is this question for you, my friend?
This will be for me.
All right, here we go. I don't know what that is. All right. Are you ready, my friend?
Why not?
What was your first impression of me?
Oh. So, being that the first impression was from social media,
and nobody
knows anybody on social media, but we all think we do.
Yeah.
So, first off, I thought you were not from here. I thought you were one of the people that they call a katonk. Shout out local people that know that slang.
Okay.
And then I thought that you were from the mainland, but you're the mainland Asian that you know spoke well. You're in the media, and I thought you were very more professional than what you portray yourself as, more casual in real time, in real life. Because you're much more like, of course, laid back and fun. I thought you were more professional because of you being on the radio.
Yeah.
I just thought because of that, just that image was that. It wasn't. That's not a bad thing. Am I shooting myself in the foot here?
In all candidness, no. I was upset that you didn't think I was local. I was born and raised here, 26 years of my
exactly,
life.
Exactly, because you speak so well. Nobody thinks I'm local.
Well, I did go to a private school. I will say that.
Well, see, that's your downfall. But, you know, public school for the win, bro. But I'm just saying, nobody thinks I'm, you know, from here. But, yes, so that's what I thought. So that's my initial thoughts.
Fair enough.
Yeah, yeah. You guys
it's
enjoying this game?
First impression.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I'm
let's
ready.
Let's ask something here. Here we go. So, what subject do you think I thrived in at school? Did I fail any?
That's such a boring question. Pick a different one.
See? This is why we're getting shut down after this. Who do you think my celebrity crush is?
Oh, wow. I love that question. How old are you?
Really? Is that the answer? Wow. We're just going to out me right there?
Your age depends on the question. All right. Okay. You
how
know what?
Old do you think I am?
Tell me your favorite artist, and I'll go from there.
My favorite artist? Music artist?
Yeah.
Oh,
music.
Oh, shit. Gosh. See, being that, you know, I used to DJ, Becky, and vast array of music throughout the years, I really can't pinpoint one artist.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sorry. I just don't know what... Okay, I'm 43. All right? Fine. Okay, I'm 43.
It's not
no, fine.
Yeah, 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 that's great.
Shout
that's
out.
Great.
Thank you. What? So from there, give me something. Now, what? I told you my age. Now,
I'm
go.
Giving
there you go, right
it,
there.
I'm thinking Jhené Aiko vibes. You like Jhené Aiko?
I am a fan, yes.
Who is your celebrity crush?
This is a celebrity crush question, sorry. Like, who am I going to have like, sex with? Like a celebrity?
Well, okay. You know who my celebrity crush is?
It's that guy with the curly hair.
Jack Harlow.
You guys
can you
really
play me
know?
Some? I love really? Jack Harlow.
Well, as long as it's not John Mayer.
I am down right. bad for Jack Harlow.
All right, fair enough. It's not,
no,
all the women love John
crush?
Mayer. So, okay, so here's the swerve on this.
All right.
My celebrity crush is... I have no celebrity crush.
Oh,
you know
my
why?
God.
Because all them motherfuckers are fake. That's what I'm saying.
No.
And none of them are real. And I don't need to have any of those celebrity crushes
there's
because they don't look good at all.
That's
they look bad in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, Beyonce ain't looking like how she looks like. J-Lo ain't looking like how she looks like. So let me tell you something. You take that answer and you roll with it because I have no celebrity crush.
Fuck that answer. Taco Technique, who are your celebrity crushes? Everybody has one.
I don't. I honestly don't.
Technique, Taco, who's your celebrity?
Jhené Aiko, yeah, of course, yeah. She's a little
Jhené
younger.
Aiko is gorgeous.
She's beautiful.
Yes.
I've always, and this is crazy, like female, local, weather women. Like old school.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Weather women.
Oh, Lisa Wilcox.
Kim Janela no. for the win. What are we talking about here?
Never
Lacey
mind.
Denise. What are we talking
no,
about?
No. She's
Linda Cobo.
Hold in the court.
Can we play me some Jack Harlow, please? Play me some Jack
Harlow. Don't play Jack Harlow.
I'll play Jack Harlow, but they're going to shut us off again like normal.
YouTube's going to ding us for
yeah,
like 3
weeks.
Yeah,
they're like, play it. Forget we it. Want you to play Jack Harlow. We're shutting your show off.
Wait
any
a minute.
Any Jack Harlow.
I'll play it in between the break.
Wait, what's your celebrity crush here? So, seriously,
Technique.
Is what? Technique? I know I wasn't. I wasn't gearing the question to you. Don't worry. You thought it was. No.
I'm not telling you who now. I'm kind of embarrassed.
You know what?
I can't remember her name. She left.
She left.
She left.
She left Hawaii. She ended up becoming a flight attendant.
Oh. They all become flight attendants. What are you talking about? Shout out Moani Hara. Is that her? No. Okay. Sorry.
Not Moani Hara either.
Shout out.
I know Moani also, so it's cool.
Let's move on to the next question,
might be watching. All right. So that was your question. So I'm gonna, yes. Last one for DJ Jimmy Taco.
Taco. This is
why am I getting beat up today?
Last one. Don't worry. We all are. Don't worry. It's that kind of show.
All right. Let's go.
What do you think I'm most likely to splurge on?
That's so boring. I'm sorry.
What are you most likely to splurge on?
What am I most likely to splurge on?
Hair products.
Funny you say that. Funny you say that because I was out of what they call pomade.
You have gray hair, my friend.
You do.
I spent 8 hours on this shit.
Intimidating.
at least 8 hours. All right.
You know what? At your age, hey, congratulations for having that hair.
Thank you for that one. That's
great. Because you could look like this.
Let's do some more Long Island shots. All right. So ask a question. Final question for DJ Technique.
All right.
Before we mercifully end this segment.
Technique, my favorite competition DJ.
Let's
All right,
go.
Here we go.
Let's go.
What character would you play in a movie?
Character.
Yeah.
What?
What character would you play in a movie, any movie?
DJ Technique.
Like a superhero, maybe.
Okay, what superhero? Are we going DC? Are we going Marvel? You know I can go down this road with you.
Right, I know.
I'm getting Ant-Man vibes. Can I give you Ant-Man vibes?
No.
No, okay, all right, my bad.
I think I'll go with the Batman vibes because I like money.
Batman. Yeah.
Shout
like
out
money.
DJ Technique.
Without
all
that money and all that extra gadgets,
shout out money,
bro.
Everyone.
I'm still rich, bro.
I can hear Technique saying,
I'm Technique.
Technique wants the cash. What do we
have? Right,
my name is Technique.
Is that the answer?
he said Batman.
Batman. Oh, sorry, all right.
I had to pick one, that
sorry,
was
Sorry, you lost me with cash. Oh, sorry, all right. All right, so I think that puts a bow on this one. Because it just can't get any better than this, and we can't just go, there's level 2 and 3, we're not doing that shit.
Oh, all
so,
right.
we ain't got time. So because we still have a show here. We got Punahele is going to be performing.
Punahele's
here.
Shout
he drove here
you.
And took he looked 20 hours. He took the drive here. He's going to be here. He needs to perform. He needs to perform because he's deservedly so. And let's take a break. Sleep time's over. Becky's here. How about it?
Hey.
And we're back, and with everything, there's going to be a performance, and this man was here last week, but he's back again, and he's going to bring some more surprises. Punahele, everyone. Give it up. From the West Side, here we are.
Thank you. Yo, if y'all feel good to be alive and well in this place, say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And because hip-hop, the DJ is the foundation, and we respect the DJ. If you got love for Jimmy Taco, say, all right.
All right.
Oh, y'all are beautiful as hell, y'all. I love the energy. Yes, I am. Thank you. Thank you so much. Make some noise for Jack and this mother lover, y'all. Come on, baby. I'm a rare species, man. I'm a country Mokawaian from Makaha. I never leave. So it's hard to see somebody like me. But if y'all love Hawaii, throwing shaka up, you guys. All right, you guys just like me then, because you guys love the aina. This song is for the aina. Yay! Take care of the aina, because the aina take care of us. Yay! Ooh. Out here working till my hood get rich. Build the local eater so we all get fish. Ho'okahe vice so we can all get kalo. Teach them for malama, throw away the opala. Hawaiians going global like Curtis Eokale. Hawaiians going global sailing on the hokulea. Shout out to Haunani, shout out to Kilauea. Hale ho'omalu, free my youngest locked in cages. Heal yourself with la'au, lapa'au. Ho'okupu to the ahu, rebuild the heiau. Nana ike kumu. there is science woven in amor o lelo. The earth has morals, so respect the lepo. Good intentions shown through protocol, and only take the shackles off your brain, because it's time to ho'i. Love to the ali'i and the maka ainana. We're relatives to papa and haloanaka. Return to the land because aina needs kanaka. They threw my queen in prison and she still said onipa. Heal yourself with la'au, lapa'au, ho'okupu to the ahu, rebuild the heiau. Nana ike kumu, feel it in your na'au. It's time to heal yourself with la'au, lapa'au. Heal yourself with la'au, lapa'au, ho'okupu to the ahu, rebuild the heiau. Nana ike kumu, feel it in your na'au. It's time to heal yourself with la'au, lapa'au. When I say H-I, y'all say hip-hop. H-I, H-I, H-I. When I say Jimmy, y'all say taco. Jimmy, taco. Jimmy, taco. Now say no GMO. Say no GMO. Say aole GMO. Say fuck GMOs. Yeah, don't eat that bad shit, y'all. Oh my God. Woo! God damn. I know I sound like an angry Hawaiian, but can I do a love song now, y'all? If y'all got love for the ladies, say hell yeah! All right, I'm gonna bring my brother Zen Chambers to the stage. Yeah.
Check.
All right. Check. I'm gonna bring somebody way more talented and pretty than my ass on stage.
Nah,
y'all.
Y'all make some noise up in the hell, man. Bless.
Yeah, let's go. Oh shit. R&B. Have to switch it up. All right, all right, all right.
Come on.
They told me that my heart is gigante. I steal a microphone like Kanye. Filipino, so I eat choguesantes. Let my hair down, I'm more pretty than Beyonce. Woo! And I'm willing and able. Spitting flames on stage with Zen Chamber.
Yeah.
7 days awake, we keep it G. Now make some noise if you ain't got STDs. You some clean motherfuckers. I love your style, you some mean mother lovers. Yeah. Pune hella fat, eating at the lunch truck.
Come on.
They diss me, then I hit them with the nunchuck.
Yo, nunchuck, like Norris, then we back then's. I got a bread of sitting breeze, then the verse begins. I'm older than the ancient trees of the hieroglyphs. I sit here script as hip hop hits your eyelids. We out here pumping and freestyling just for something. If you really want to make assumptions, better hold back. Yeah, we coming, ain't no tracks. We sliding out, we ninja, and you know we going flat. So won't you make them noise, cause I know where I'm at. Yo, steady, okay. Nice to say a so cool. It's inside of the old play, and I'm not wearing no Oakley. See my eyes bind the soul, say, speaking to the profe. Not trying to do nothing, and ain't taking home no trophies. Just here to make it easy, what Puna hella like. If y'all didn't know, Google this guy, he's the Hoko type. Y'all can say it, it's one of the best. And now's the jokes coming in and put it easy. Hip hop, we never quote ya.
Super strong kung fu, yeah, I got that action. I look good like a young Tony Braxton. Fat girl, bungee cord, I be snapping. If I leave, I don't care, cause I'll come back.
Come
in.
On. Woo.
And I'm super duper fly. Ghetto country mode, going hard, reppin' white or nah. 96792.
Yes.
To my hood, I stay true.
Come
I'd
on.
Be a skinny motherfucker if I was smoking by two, but woo. I don't. And I hang with some thugs. I respect women and I say don't do drugs. Cause that's what we on. Make your hood good. People love me and Zen, though you misunderstood.
Yay. Mad love, y'all. Bless, bless. Please make some noise for Puna Hella, you guys.
Yo.
Check this guy out. Real talk. Real talk. Thanks, brother.
Make some noise for Zen Chambers and his mother lover, y'all.
I'm gonna bring up the next homie, Fire Empress. Check, check.
Fire Empress Stone.
Yeah, didn't know there was more. Sorry, Fire Emperor Stone.
Let's go.
Make some noise for Fire Emperor Stone, y'all.
What's up, everybody?
Yo, sit down, Stone. Chillax, sit down. Yeah, yeah.
She's ready. She looks like she's ready to rock this. Let's go.
All right. Unless you let me hold you up. Okay. Yee! Well, we can get back gangsta again. Yeah. Sunsets in Hawaii always got that golden glow. I rise early in the morning so I can hit up Dawn Patrol. All gas, no brakes, no love for the fake state. My kupuna roamed on route in red and yellow feather capes. Carry poo into battle, mouth full of dog teeth. My heart still dreams of hee hee vibe in the stream. Not afraid to get dirty, grow ulu and uwala, because it's the return of the maka ai nana. Man is the servant, but the aina is the chief. Me and music go together like the Vana and the Reef. Vibe so real that fake people can't handle. And we keep it lit like Kukui Nut. Land the sharp as a razor blade, rising like a mighty wave. I just keep on pushing forward. If they hate, then let them hate. I go hard every day because I don't like to wait. Let my sisters be respected. Free my brothers out the cage. Built to survive. We always had that grit.
Had that grit.
Fight on because we wasn't made to quit.
Made to quit.
Faithful to the hood, I can't switch.
I can't switch.
The aina is the reason that I'm rich.
That I'm rich.
The ghetto is the reason that I'm rich.
That I'm rich.
The west side is the reason that we're rich.
That I'm rich.
Faithful to the hood, I can't switch.
I can't
switch. The aina is the reason that I'm rich. That I'm rich.
Resilient, just like the
A'ali'i.
Straight out the Lo'i, that's
where you're gonna find me.
I'ma keep on planting food till the whole hood free. Sitting 90 degrees
underneath palm trees.
I'm that ancient brand new.
Brand new.
Hella grounded, they call me Pohaku.
Pohaku.
Pull up to the homestead, dishing out all the ulu.
All the ulu.
It's a full circle when you know the aina got you. Talking hands to the lands, lands to the hands.
To the hands.
Food, clothes, and shelter, we don't need no Uncle Sam. I'm talking hands to the land. Lands to the hands.
To the hands.
Food, clothes, and shelter. We don't need no Uncle Sam. I'm talking. Steal away music. This
music.
That. Steal away music.
Music.
This that. Sit back, relax. Yeah, we kicking.
Yeah, we cruising.
For my people to be rich.
To be rich.
Yeah, that's my reason. Seen them on the streets. Got me all up in my feelings. Occupation.
Occupation.
Yeah, that's my reason. Modern day slavery got me all up in my feelings.
In my feelings.
Faithful to the hood. I can't switch. I can't switch. The aina is the reason that I'm rich.
That I'm rich. Built to survive, we always had that grit.
Had that grit.
Fight on because we wasn't made to switch.
Made to quit.
Faithful to the hood, we can't switch.
I can't switch.
The aina is the reason that we're rich.
That we rich.
Make some noise for yourselves, y'all.
Hey, big up Punahele. Big up Sleep Time's Over.
What, can I do one more for you guys? Yeah. Yo, I was on Mauna Kea for 6 months. I recorded an album inside of my tent on Mauna Kea. You know, some ghetto mic equipment. Usually I would go to Primaphonics, but I was stuck up there. So if you guys want a CD, hit me up or hit up the beautiful woman in the red dress. It's for free, y'all. Y'all can have it, y'all. Oh, but before I get started, if you love your moms, when I point this microphone, you guys say it's a celebration. If you love your moms, when I point this microphone, you guys say?
It's
if you love Hawaii, when I point this microphone, you guys say?
It's
okay. For the ups and the downs.
It's
and since they couldn't keep us down.
It's
and since this pain made us strong.
It's
and since the struggle made us strong.
It's
and since we're here turning up. If you don't fuck with lockdowns, if you're here turning up,
it's a celebration.
Because you guys are awesome as hell.
It's a celebration.
Okay, help me with this song, y'all. Let's teleport to Why Not. I'm not supposed to lead a hood, but now you guys in the hood with me. Yeah. Take a look around, use your eyes, this ain't Hawaii car. Around here, it's do or die, like in Bed-Stuy. West side, 695 Maka, Hawaii, nah. Where you either surf or scrap hard just to make it out. And we grew up having nothing, I come from the roots. And all the ghetto people love me cause I speak the truth. And rich people love me cause I never ask for help. And fake people hate me just because they hate themselves. Hella overtime, we tryna make fat stacks. A flamethrower in the flesh, spitting crack raps. Howley stole that from my grandma, but I'm past that. We ain't tripping, we'll just grind to get the land back. For the ups and the downs,
it's a celebration.
And since they couldn't keep us down,
it's a celebration.
And since this pain made us strong,
it's a celebration.
And since the struggle made us strong,
it's a celebration.
Since we don't like lockdowns,
it's a celebration.
Since David Ige is a clown,
it's a celebration.
Since we're in and turning up,
it's a celebration.
Since my people turning up,
it's a celebration.
Shout out to Goku because Goku was our only hero. Because they killed George Helman, they killed Kimo Mitchell. The cops locked up Michael Puna for speaking Hawaiian. And teachers beat up Michael Puna for speaking Hawaiian. They tried to kill our culture by killing our language. Iko lelo, no ke ole, iko lelo, no kamake. Put the dope down, put the bottle down. Go to college, work hard. Make sure your ohana strong. Help your brothers out. Make your mother proud. Buy your mom's a house. I make the cakey strong. Singing songs to burn down Babylon. Torches lighting torches until everyone is shining. Making heaven into porno until the last aloha aina. For the ups and the downs,
it's a celebration.
And since they couldn't keep us down,
it's a celebration.
And since this pain made us strong,
it's a celebration.
And since the struggle made us strong,
it's a celebration.
Jimmy Taco's in the house,
it's a celebration.
The homie Jack is in the house,
it's a celebration.
My sister Stone is in the house,
it's a celebration.
My party people in the house,
it's a celebration.
Thank you guys.
All right, it is. It is. Put Ellie, come back up here. Get over here. Hurry up. Put a hell to everyone. Damn right it's a celebration. How about it? Zane Chambers, Fire Empress Stone, Becky Mitz, DJ Jimmy Taco. What a night. We're out, everyone. Sleep time's over. Good night.
Honolulu City. Sleep time is over.